And we're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, chatting here today with Bob Koppel, Ascension Via Christi President and CEO, who joins us on the second Friday of each month as we get an update from the hospital. And, you know, set this up actually earlier this year pre-COVID and didn't know what we were getting ourselves into having a monthly chat with the hospital, but yeah. It actually turned out pretty timely, I suppose. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on, obviously, in the health world right now. And we talked a little bit about this in the first segment, but flu season is just around the corner. And I know there's a lot of concerns in the public with what that might look like in the midst of a pandemic. And I'm sure there's some fear out there for some. But as I understand, we were talking here before the show, you actually anticipate that some of the work that we're doing now here with masking and all the hand washing and all that, we may actually see a more steady flu season.
Well, so the steps we've been talking about for COVID, masking, hand hygiene, social distancing, are very effective actually with almost every other viral illness that we have, including the flu. And so if you have a population that is doing those three steps very consistently, we will have a much different flu system, flu season. And it's just because, you know, again, there's research, there's data around this, and also I think just some common sense would help, you know, connect the dots for folks that, you know, by doing these things to reduce the transmission of, you know, obviously the focus right now is COVID, it actually has that same effect and benefit, if you will, for all these other diseases. And so it's certainly, you know, again, you got to kind of wait and see. I personally think we will probably have more people get the flu vaccine this year. I would certainly encourage that. We think that's a good thing to do. I think we're going to have that same affirmation or encouragement from the medical community here in our region. And so if you get more people that get the flu vaccine and we're doing these steps like masking, it's almost certainly going to help produce a lower level of folks who actually have the flu. And, you know, I know there's, you know, a lot of people, again, a lot of opinions about getting the flu vaccine, and really have to understand that the methodology or the philosophy about flu shots is not just about that year. It's the fact that you're getting a flu shot over a period of time, and you actually do then build immunity. So getting a little bit into the weeds, but there's different varieties of the flu. And every year there's different varieties in the serum that's part of the flu vaccine. And so over a period of years, you actually then get immunity to a number of these different varieties of flu. And obviously the shots tend to focus on the ones that are most common. And so by doing this over a period of years, you actually get more and more immunity towards the flu in general, but then even the specific varieties. And so that's why you want to do that. People who've had the flu shot for 10, 15, 20 years, actually it starts to become very rare that they're going to get the flu because they've built up this long band of immunity. And so if you've never done that before, this is a good year to start that. But certainly those getting the vaccine and then also, we say it over and over again, but the masking, social distancing, and the hand hygiene specifically important with flu as well. And so it's just doing those things will certainly improve everybody's potential to actually not get any of these other viruses either.
You know, we've seen a lot of shortages in things here, and with more focus on health this year, what if there's a possibility of a shortage on flu vaccines? Do you anticipate that at all?
So, you know, actually, we are not anticipating that. All the manufacturers, I think, have also kind of seen this coming. In our particular case, we've actually already bumped up our order, and we should start receiving, I'm sitting here thinking, it should probably be just a few weeks out. We'll start getting our first shipments because we actually, when we order flu vaccine, and this is going to be true for, you know, if you go to any of the grocery stores or the drug stores or whatever, you kind of get a series of deliveries because partly you just don't want to store it for long periods of time, but also it kind of just helps you manage your inventory. And so people are going to start getting their first doses probably in the next 2 to 3 weeks, actually. Now, on our side, we always recommend people wait until October because the flu shot has its best effect for a period of time. And so if you get your shot too early, you actually roll out of that before the typical flu season is over. And so that's why, you know, I always heard a number of physicians say you should wait till October. Now we are kind of covered into March. So we, again, you know, just something to talk to your provider about, you, whoever you see for healthcare and what they recommend for you specifically. But we, you know, over the last few years, we've shifted for the most part in the United States from what's called a trivalent to a quadrivalent vaccine. And so that's three different kinds of flus covered versus four. And so most of the shots anymore are a quadrivalent, or they're covering four different varieties of the flu. But I don't think they'll, at least at this point, we've heard nothing about shortages. I think everybody's anticipating greater demand and then working to meet that.
Gotcha. Well, that's good news here. Hopefully we won't see any of that this fall. As far as the nurses are concerned, I know they've worked quite a bit here the last few months. And how, I'm just curious how the hospital is working to get them to take breaks.
So, you know, that's actually, that's been an organization conversation for the last couple of months, actually, from leadership down. So most of our clinical staff, they tend to work three 12-hour shifts a week. And there's some that work eights, but for the most part, people here work 12-hour shifts. And so by virtue of that, you actually are on, you're on some combination of 3 days on and 4 days off in any given 7-day time period. But even with that, we've actually had to have a conversation, and this goes for leaders too, is that we all need to take some time out and away, and it needs to be more than just maybe that 4 days. And so I've really pushed people actually to use, we have a PTO program or pay time off program for our staff. And so really encourage people to do that. And you know, that's Bob included. So a couple of weeks ago, I took a week and we went and hid out in a place in Colorado where we could avoid a lot of people, but still get away. And you know, for me, it's hiking and getting out and doing things like that. That's helps me relieve stress. So, I mean, I think it is really important. You know, we have to almost be intentional about it, Brandon, seriously, just to get people to do that. And a piece of it is, you know what, our staff are just as stressed about this as anybody else, perhaps more so because they probably have more knowledge about what is going on. But it's really important for them to take a break too. And we've, I think, it's kind of interesting. So we have the conversation internally too. We have some small departments, and the smaller your facility, the more challenging PTO actually is, because if you don't have people here, then you potentially can't offer a service. And I know, I don't know, I got a really angry, upset patient of ours complaining. This is about a month ago, because she was here and needed a certain diagnostic exam, and we actually couldn't do it that day because we didn't have any staff here that day. And I understand her being upset, wanting to get the service. And then our reality is that, you know what, people do need to not be working all the time. And so, I mean, I think it's just trying to find that balance. And the smaller your facility, I think the more challenging that is, especially with real niche services.
Well, I hear you on that. I had to take a little mental break last week, went to Colorado myself, and went hidden out in the mountains. And it's awesome. It's nice to get away from the news cycle. I tell you what, it was a good reset for me, and I know a lot of folks are doing the same thing. So it's good to hear that they're getting that time off. Bob, we're out of time here, but I always appreciate getting a chat with you here, and we'll talk again real soon.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Brandon. Have a great day.
You too. Bob Koppel again, President and CEO of Ascension Via Christi, joining us on In Focus. We'll talk to Kevin Logan from Rock Creek Schools up next.